We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Peites Amud Aleph, and we're starting two lines from the top of the Amud. Amud Rava. Yotzo lo shein mezana be'ir. If there was a koil on a pnuya, Rashi says, that she was a mezana. And what's the difference if she's a mezana? So the difference is that we worry she was a mezana to a goy, and that was the koil. She was a mezana to a goy or to an eved, and she becomes possible from a kuna from that. What's the halacha? Ein koy shen loy. Huh? No, that was the Yisrael. She was a pnuya. She was single. No, it's the Yisrael then. If she's single and she's mezana, that's not called a zayin. Zayin is only coming also to her. So ain't choishes lo. You're not choishes my timer. Pritzusa ba'amu hu dechazla. Lav dafka, anything happened. They must have just seen a pritzus. She was hanging out with a guy or eved, and lemaisa or with someone else, and they said that she must be a zayin. But it doesn't mean that this means that she was mezana. It's just a pritzus ba'amu dechazla. Like Rashi says, she's sichka b'shuk or miyach labeidada. It's not a riot or anything. The Gemara says be'emetz v'chalikus tanoim. This Rava says you're not choishes v'chalikus tanoim. Ketanoi. Ochel b'shuk, she eats in the street. Girgur b'shuk, or she girgur b'shuk is also she goes with a toyas gara and something felt in sneas, something missing in sneas. Either she ate in the shuk or she girgur b'shuk. She walked around with her neck held up high like a way it's not a sneas. Haniko b'shuk, she nursed the b'shuk. All these things are not sneas. But kulam rameya oimer teitze. By all these things, rameya says that if she gets married after the koil, it's teitze. Basically, Rameya holds these things are a support to the koil. Ochel v'shuk, and these things, there's a koil, maybe she's mezana, and you see that she acts without sneas. Rameya oimer teitze, that's enough of a reason that she should be teitze from the coming up husband. That's what Vurian Taisis means. I mean, teitze after she's married. It's a cold koil b'asim assume is nothing. It means if she gets married now to a koyin, it'll be teitze. Rabbi Kiva oimer, it's not enough just she did a preaches like eating the shuk. When the moonlighters, which means the people, the yentes who they sit late at night sewing, they have all the hak, and they say that there was a znos. So then that's when they talk about the znos, that's when there's a koil. That's the first two tanoim. That Amalei Riechem Anuri. Then those two tanoim are not like Rava. Amalei Riechem Anuri. Im Kain Lo Inachta Bas La Avram Avinu Shishavatachas Baila. If you stop being choish for that, they won't allow a Bas Avram to be Shishavatachas Baila. But Torah Amr Kimatz Ba Ervas Dava. Torah says you find the Ervas Dava. Halan Moim Al Piyash Naim Eidin Moim Piyash Shem Yakum Dava. Mal Halan Dava Barer. Afkan Dava Barer. Dafka Bar Dava Barer. Is it a problem? Dafka if it's a this is a problem. Dafka Dava Barer. Dafka Dava Barer. It's a problem. And like, so we spoke about before, so that the Chayr means before you got married. So what's Lashon of Eloniach Bas Avram? Zok Tav Toysvis. Zok Tav Amra Ben Yitzchak. The Irish Shabbat called the Koyim Nesum, she yates a lot of koyals there. And with the Barah Zol Allah, the Koyim Shinos Lekoyin. What it means, even came Leonach, that means, because right any day, but Masha Dibril of Koyim, and my Yesh Allah says, what should he do? He got married. He didn't know anything. So that's what it means. Mavad means before, afterwards wouldn't be having it. But even before, Rabbi Yechonu was saying, it's not right. Just be soymich on a koil. So the bottom line is, we have here Machlekes Tanoim. If a koil together with very shvach rayas, is that a koil? According to the first two Tanoim, yes, it's a good koil. Meir says, if there's a koil that she's mezana and you see some simonim, avad, they have to be teitzeh. Rekiva says, if you're talking about it also, it teitzeh. Rabbi Yechonu says, nothing doing. Unless you have a dova borer, there's nothing to talk about. At a dova borer, there's no koil. And we'll see, Ayah Mishnah says, there's a koil. We'll see what's called a dova borer. He's more machmir, but not machmir. He's more machmir, more mekel. Because the mayor says just having simonim is already a reason to make a znos. So Rekiva says you have to have at least to talk about a pashok. It's more. It's called more mekel because he's to get a call, you need more, right? You need more like upon him. But we'll see. Our Mishnah says the issue thing is a call. We'll see what that includes when we see the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, when we see Pshat in the Mishnah, where does it come up soon? First one brings the Braisa. Tana Rabbanan. Be'ula ain't choshim la. Which means if there's a koil that she was a psula, and there's a koil that she's now a ba'ula. Ein choshe shalah, Rashi says, la oisu kohen gadol. We know that a ba'ula is asta kohen gadol. So Rashi learning the whole shayla of choshe shalah is a gabi kohen gadol. Tosef is the Ravas ba'ula argues. Tosef says it means even to any kohen. Once there's a shame ba'ula on her, we don't know who she was ba'al to. And therefore there's a chshash. Maybe she had a beer with a nesin or a mamzer. And therefore, we are maybe it's in the mamzer, and therefore if you be choish for this koil, we also to every koyin. But the bula ain't choish in law, nesua ain't choish in law. If there's a koil that on a pnuya that you came in a suya,
why only
because only a saw the asa to someone who's a pnuya and mezana. I saw the asa to the
someone that's a craving.
Is it Yisrael? No, it's the Yisrael. No, only our coins also bezayin and not Yisrael. Nesua ain't chayshin law. If there's a kohel, she's a nesua. We're not worried about it. We won't say now she's married. Arusa ain't chayshin law. Arusa also. Kohel arusa is not chayshin law. Again, we have to explain. Our mishnah says there is a shash kohel by kedushin. We'll see how. But a regular kohel, just she got married, nothing. Arusa ain't chayshin law. Shloi leplayni ain't chayshin law. If there's a kohel, she got married, but it doesn't say who it is to. The halacha is she got. You're not worried about that. Be'er acheres ain't chayshin law. If it's in a different city, there's a koil that in this city that she got married in a different city. Also, it's not enough of a koil. It's not enough of a that we're choishes for that. Mamzeres and choishim law that she got married. You also a koil that she is a mamzeres. We assume she's a kosher person, and there's a koil that she's a mamzeres. Ain't choishim law. Shivcha in choishim law. Same thing for shivcha in choishim law. She has a chazaka. She's a good person. From a koil alone, we don't do anything. Hikdish playing in the chasav, hifker playing in the chasav in chayishul law. The same thing is we hear, you know, the guy was makas in the chasav, or his math girls in the chasav. It's not enough of a koil, but you have to have a clear idea before you make any chashas. Just a koil, a rumor alone is nothing. We don't listen to any rumors. Of course not. Yeah, no, you leave a person, a guy is a muksik, she's a penuya, his the chasav are his. You assume that way until you find that so afterwards. We'll see if that, how much. To make something called a koil, which doesn't mention how much you need. We'll see the next tomorrow's and explain this. Amu'ula. Loisha shomu kol avaro. When our Mishnah says, Yotza shma be'ir mukudeshes, raise mukudeshes, is not a koil havaro ba'amu, which means not stam a rumor. Ella kadei, she neighbor's dolkos. What you saw is, you saw that the candles were lit in the house, umitas mutsas, and the beds were spread out. These beds are beds that you sat on. Umnei odom nichnosim v'yotzim. And people are coming in and out. And you heard that someone's going to be Miskadesh Hayoim. That's enough of a koil. Now, we're talking about like in today's day, we mean you see a house, a bunch of cars, and everyone's going in and out. That would be the case. You know, then we say, what's going on? I say, it's a var. There's a kedushin. That's the idea. You see, that's when a koil works. When you have all the simonim. Break them on Miskadeshes. She's going to get with a kedushin. How do you know it happened? You're right. Maybe it was going to happen. It happened. Ema, the rumor says, Plainus the Skacha, Yom. She actually got Niskacha. So it means it's not Stama Kalavara. It was a case we have all these simonim, and it was actually Niskacha, Yom. Vechain Tony Levi says, Levi has a Bryce, a similar thing to Ula. Loishish Mikalavara, Mishnah, not the one where you heard it's Stama Rumor. I guess your nearest dog is Mitzvahs, Venoshim Tavis Laraner, and the ladies are weaving Laraner, Vesunchas Law, and they're all happy for her. Vemis Plainus Skacha, Yom. Ms. Kadeshes, she's going to come with Kadeshes, but don't like. So again, he also adds, you have to have Neres Dolkois, Mitas Mitzas, Noshim Tavis Var. You have to have a lot of Simonim. Besides for the rumor that says clearly who she's Miskadeshes to also. Let's say who she's Miskadeshes to. And besides for that, you have to also have Simonim, and that's enough of a rumor. It means the Simonim plus the rumor, you need to bring up, you have Adam, that's enough. Because it said in the Bryce before, Shaloy Leploini, it said, Yosla Kosh, Miskadeshes Jem, Veloy Leskir Shmoy, Loy Leploini, in a question. One of the things are, it has to be to who. It just can't be stam a rumor. She is Mekadesh. That's me too. That's another thing that you have to have. Amar Rab Baruchan over Yechanan. Loish Hashem Kol Avara. A similar idea. It says Kol Avara is not enough. Like this, you Neres Dolkos Umitas Meitzas Umnei Odom Nechassim Yaitzim. Omru Dover Zeh Hu Koil. If they say this is a koil, they say Plenis Iskacha Yoyim. Loi Omru Dover Zeh. If they didn't say this, a maslo, then it's a maslo. Break the Gemara. Loi amru. If they didn't say that she's Miskadeshes Yoyim, but loi amru, there's no koil whatsoever. Forget about a maslo. A maslo means if it's a mitigating factor, it says that it's not clear. But he didn't say anything. But loi amru loi klum. Zok Gemara. You know what this means? Lafukim rabba rabhuno. Dama a maslo she amru filmi kamad yudyom. We have a chalikas later on. How many days later could a maslo come? Does it have to come together with the rumor? Or, an example of a master we had in the Mishnah was a Tanai, was Al Tanai. Does it have to come, could it come 10 days later, or has to get with the rumor? So Rabbi Rav Huna says it can happen 10 days later, the Masla. Kamash Malon, this Rav Yechanan's Kamash Malon, no. Loi Omru, who da have a Masla? Ha Omru, loi have a Masla. You know what Loi Omru means? Loi Omru is only if you had, means it's the lashon of saying a Masla. If you have a Masla right now, then look at Rashi Kamash Lon. Hocha loy omru dover zeh masla. Hocha kama loy gomru adover loy tzia koil mekuyim mesuyim. That's what loy omru means. Then it's mutter. Elitziu shoyver my koil and skasha plain specific who dava masla. Avol omru dover mekuyim mesuyim sul mahanya masla. That's what it means. So omru means it came clean without a masla. Loy omru means it came with a masla. Then it's bottle. So we said it, a tanai or a ksafik. there's a rumor as a Kedushin, but everyone knows there was something, there was a mitigating factor, that there was a way to get out of it. It wasn't clear. So then the Masta has to come. This Mishnah said two examples of either Sofik Harloi, Karloi, or Tanai. And Lemaisa, we're saying the Masla has to come, according to Rabbi Yochanan, has to come together with the Karl, not 10 days later. Omrav Abba, Omrav Huno, Omrav. You have to have even more. Now, Tosfos is going to say that this Rabbi Abba is not arguing on Ula and Tani Levi. Just Ula and Tani Levi is talking about a case where you have the rumor together with all the simanim. Rabbi Abba is going to say, even without the simanim, a rumor works. You know how? If you know exactly where it came from. He says, Ruvain heard some of a plainy from Shimon, a plainy from plainy, and Shimon heard from Levi, and some say it has to be two Edom. These two heard from those two. And you check it out till you came to Davar Bar. As a regular Edis. They're not here to ask. But you have a clear way, path to that person. It reminds me of an example. Someone says, you know, a certain Rav says something's mutter. All it is a curl, you have nothing. You have to know the names. You have to know who the names are. You go back and ask the guy who came from, same thing with a curl. A rumor is nothing until you know you have a way to trace it back to the idea. You know, all the examples that this one's mutter, that's mutter, because he said it's mutter. You have to trace it back at Oros, so exactly. You have to trace it back. So then he also by a curl, you have to trace it back. So he went up to the museum, good. But Tzai speaks out, the Maska Ad, Mestomele Polig Rab Abba Ulo, the El Vabrax Levi, Chemash Melekoma Rab Abba Amma, El El Ikra Glyan Ludovar. Before there was all those candles, Labin and Shigil Dova Bar, because that's the same. It's not a machlekes. There's two ways to get to that. Either by knowing exactly who told it to you, or by having the simanim. Only a bialer of Yosef. Mevatlinon call the loyim vatlinon. Are you mevatel curl or not mevatel curl? Rashi has two pshat. We'll go Rashi's second pshat. Rashi says, let's say those two edim who were Medina Siyam came back, and you asked them. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I never said such a thing. So what's halacha? You're about to call now? For the past 3 years, you're assuming there was a kedushim because you had exactly the traceable people. Now he came back. The people came and said it never happened. So you're about to call or not? Omalei, mit the Omer Rav Chista, ach yishmu pi aksherim, shema minom vitlinen kala. Since Rav Chista says that this whole rumor only works if it comes from kosher edim, so you see that you're makel when it comes to a koil, and therefore you can have avatel the koil. That's what Mara says. On the other hand, Rav Sheshi Shafil Pi Noshim have a koil. Even Noshim is a koil, as long as you know who it is. Shvam Rav Lomar Tani Koil. You see a machmer. On Malay, what is machmer? You have that even from Noshim. Even from Noshim, it's a koil. Even though they're not kosher edim Noshim. On Malay, you're right. As Rav Sheshi Ninu, it depends what city you come from. Besura mevat the koil, mevat the koil. And Sura they mevat the koil, mevat the koil. When the Rishonim speak out, why weren't you mevat the koil in our day? Because since it looks like you're trying. It's a chshad. That people are going to say, really, Shem Kadesh is trying to squash a call, squash a rumor. Different Adai, they didn't squash rumor. Even if it turned out it wasn't true. But since all these years we assumed this way, we're not going to just switch like that. That's what we did. But in Surah it did, and the other Rishonim speak out even more, like the Rebbe Chananel, that in Surah it was very common to have rumors. So therefore, if they never mivatel the curl, there's a lot of problems. So they mivatel the curl. Maradoy, it wasn't so common to have a rumor, and therefore there they were more machmer, and they were not mivatel the curl. The Gemara's give a few examples now of mivatel the curl or a case of a masla. Ahid nafik ala curl dekdash lebarbe rav. There was a curl went out that a certain person was mekadeshes lebarbe rav to a young talmud chacham. As Rav Chama la avua, so Rav Chama went to the girl's father. I hear that your daughter has kedushin to a certain Talmud Chacham. Tell me the story. Amalei al tnai kaddish. There was a kedushin al tnai. Adai the loyos bechazoi. If he doesn't go to bechazoi, then it should be a kedushin. But also he went. Amalei kiven didn't have a kol, have a masla. Since b'shas the koil, there was not a masla. Lav kol v'nei chazak the masla. You can't then all of a sudden make a masla. So this lashon is holds like Rav Yechonon before. We said before from Rav Yechonon that a masla has to be a shas maisa. Here, after the story, he found a great amasla. It was a very clear amasla. After we found out that taka it was tanai bechazayini and he didn't go, so it's not a kedushin. But he said no, it's too late. You can't make a masla after the rumor. Oktana, yeah. Let's say the father was Kash Oktana. Yeah, it sounds like he went to the father. No one speaks that out. It could be not even Oktana. The point is like this. There was a rumor, and they substantiated the rumor. It was clearly a Kedushin. It was a big party. It was a big vart. They made a Kedushin. He went to the father. They traced it back. Went to the father. They asked the father. The father said, yeah, it's true. So the rumor is true. Just there was a Tanai. But the problem is with the koil didn't come at the tanai, so loch is the masla afterwards is too late. That's like we hold like a reichon. Bottom tais is kivin the vidna. Lishna mashma the sofer krav yechon a polig ad the rabbi of huna the ama masla shomru afil mekamas har yama. This is arguing on that man the yama. Who did not call the ikash of a tzipa the toch law? There was a rumor that a certain person became a kodeshes with date seeds. It's Rashi says pshat, these dates were not so ripe, and when you take off the date off the pit, there's still some dates left on it, some meat left on it, and it was Michael Behemo. It was very cheap stuff. But the rumor was exactly how Kedushin happened. How Kedushin with these date pits in the place of Ainid Be Shifi. What's the lachos of the rumor? Even though you hold, you're not vatal kol, but hamatin kol, and there's no chshad. Everyone agrees with hamatin kol. Why? Everyone chaps over here that it's very possible it's no kedushin. It's not a chshad because since they make kedushin with garbage, basically it's like bottle caps they make kedushin with. So in such a case, everyone stands. It's not a shavah pruta. Won't be a chshad. Another example, he did not follow a call of the Iktisha Lachad Mibnei Planya. The rumor was that it became a Kadeshas to one of the men from this family. And you knew this family had Katana Morso in the family. Maybe they looked into it because they didn't say which one of the family. If you don't say which family at all, it's posh, it's no good. We said before, Shleil Ploini. Here it said who it was, but it says just which family. So here also you can vatal the koel. You know why? Because you could say, look, the guy's maybe he's a cotton. His family has katana also. Maybe it was a cotton. And therefore, it's not a chshad if you squash this koel. There was a case where actually the koel was that she was mekadeshes to a cotton. The guy is a cotton. Hanirik Gadol, but he was a big guy. He did business. He looked like a man. So what do we worry about? If you squash this koel, people are going to say that really she was mekadeshes. We know that guy. That guy works in the co-op, whatever it is. The guy works there. He's a big guy. Amalei, Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, you still can squash that koel. What Rashi explains is, even if a cotton is a big person and he's acting like a gadol, it's still nikahu lebriyas b'maisav shu cotton b'shanim. Like this pasuk says that only gadolim have chikri lev, have really in the heart they have the way to think. So a cotton, you never could fool a person. If a cotton's a cotton, he's a cotton. Even though he acts like a gadol, you could tell it's nikah b'maisav, his maisa cotton, a certain immaturity, and therefore there will not be a koil.